Geo, your sports station.
McDonald basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolet Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with a Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Thorpe High School, home of the Cardinals, here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. I'm Caleb Swenson, soon to be joined by Mark Maloney. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Our on-site producer, camera operator is Mr. Sam Aberley. It is the finale in conference play for your McDonald Lady Max. They are 9-2 in conference play, 13-8 overall. They are facing the Thorpe Cardinals, who are 1-18 on the season, 0-11 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Coach Rachel Moore and the Cardinals looking for their first conference win. McDonald on the other side, if they can move to 10-2 in conference, they will move into a tie with Eau Claire Regis and a presumed tie with Fall Creek. If the Crickets take care of business tonight, all at 10-2. And again, conference finale, that means if McDonald wins the game here tonight on the road at Thorpe, they will win a share of the 2024-2025 Western Clover Belt Conference title. And considering how many changes there were in the offseason, how many seniors lost to graduation, your presumed leading returning scorer lost in the offseason, your coach moving on in the offseason, all of those disruptions, those changes for McDonald to be within striking distance of a conference title is a testament to these young ladies, to Coach Sally Williams, and to what they have accomplished so far in this campaign. But they know the job is not yet done, and it starts with taking care of business here tonight. Again, McDonald 9-2 in conference, Thorpe 0-11. Last time these two teams met, McDonald at home won 59-27. They were up 37-10 at the half. Claire Ruff had 13 points. Emily Hartman had 10, 9 for Ann Siegenthaler, and 8 for Aaron Siegenthaler. McDonald forced 43 turnovers in that game. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with head coach Rachel Moore of Thorpe. It's the Lady Max and the Cardinals here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Great to have you with us here from Thorpe. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good.
Cooper Mittermeier wide open for three.
Oh, he's feeling it tonight. A trifecta of triples.
And here comes Chai High right now. Jackson LeMay cuts in and buries it. Behind the goaltender, Deuce.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back tonight, and that had to be a big lift for this team.
It was. They were very excited. I think they're a young team, so things are just starting to finally, you know, connect. You know, they're running our plays better. We're defense is better. We're in the help positions, and we're just where we need to be finally, where it took a while to adjust all that from the start till now with such a young team.
When you talk about a young team, and again, when the losses are piling up, too, mentally, have you just been pleased with the way they've responded? Because it can be easy to kind of get down in the dumps and just say, you know, you expect to lose before the ball's even rolled out there. What have you seen from them?
Well, as a coach, I always come in positive. You know, we look, pick the small things out, but it's like they play their hardest till the buzzer buzzes at the second half. You know, they play with their hearts. They're always playing strong and fast. You know, I'll take them out for a break and they always want to go back in, and they never give up. So it's like, even at the end, it's like we still did good things and just being positive, you know, all the way around, you know, and I'm like, oh, there's things to work on, but, you know, we're just staying positive. We're doing the small things right. And that's what's getting us a little bit stronger.
When you look at this conference that you play in, I mean, there's some elite talent, some elite teams, but even though sometimes the scores look rough, does it make you better to play that kind of competition night in and night out?
It is. It's a tough conference, but I think, you know, our girls, they've adjusted. You know, I think the first few games it was rough because I had such a young team. They had no experience. I only had three returning from varsity level, and it just took time to adjust. And I said, these teams, they're fast. You know, they run up and down the floor, and it took a few times, and then they're like, right, coach is right, they are fast. But they know the teams are tough, but I think every game, even against Bloomer, like, we had more points than we did the first game. So it's like, we're playing, you know, we're playing with our hearts, we're playing hard, things are coming together. Sometimes our shots just don't go in. We're not a big three-point shooting team, so those threes, that kind of hurts a team too. So,
well, Coach, we appreciate your time, and looks like it's senior night tonight as well, too, so looking forward to seeing the seniors honored as well.
Last home game, so senior night, yep, and in Valentine's Day.
There you go. Thank you, Coach Rage. More of the Thorpe Cardinals, back with Coach Williams after this. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Lady Mac's pregame here on WOGO Radio, the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Final conference game of the season for your Lady Macs on the road here at Thorp with head coach Sally Williams. And coach, you've won six in a row since that loss to Regis and now put yourself in a position to claim a share of the conference crown with a win here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that loss to Regis kind of put a little spark in us, and we've been hot lately and just really starting to come together, and a perfect time to come together is at the end of the season.
What do you think is clicking right now? I mean, offensively, we've certainly seen a lot more scoring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we've been throwing in wrinkles into the offense, and I think we're just finally starting to get our groove of what's more of our identity offensively, and kind of starting just looking to be more aggressive, I think, has been our MO, and not only in the transition, but that's turned over into our half-court offense, and being aggressive has opened up opportunities for our other players and to put them in the right spots of that gives them their strengths, and we've been scoring and capitalizing.
Coach, we've talked about it all year that, yeah, you might have a leading scorer or two, but so many times there's a third or a fourth or a fifth girl that's stepping up where you say, wow, she didn't score double-digit points for a few games, but here she did tonight, and that's kind of the beauty of this offense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being able to have on any given night that we have people stepping up, and that's just kind of goes to our motto of that we're a team and we're together, and if someone's down or not is off, then someone else rises. And that's been the beauty of our team this year. As you said, like, we've had our top scorers not score and other people step up and vice versa, and so just coming together. And I think on Tuesday it just brought everybody together and had more. We had our leaders, but we had some solid support too.
And finally, coach, obviously need to take care of business. Last time you did that very well defensively against Thorp, I believe forced 43 turnovers in that game, and certainly that against a young team, that's something that I'm sure you want to capitalize on as much as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're going to stick with our MO of trying to be aggressive and putting on that pressure defensively to force those turnovers. I feel like that's been our strength all year is, yeah, we might have rose up and down with our own turnovers, but we also create a lot of turnovers in our opponents. And so that's part of just our identity, I think. And continuing that goal and mindset tonight is for sure to try to wrap this up.
Well, coach, looking for conference win number 10 and a share of the conference championship. Hopefully that's what we're talking about postgame.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Head coach Sally Williams here on the McDonald Pregame Show, WOGO Sports.
Beat the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Radio, the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. It's senior night here at Thorp, so Coach Rachel Moore going to be honoring her seniors. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. What's a key or two tonight here for the McDonald Lady Max? Again, everything in front of them, a chance to get double-digit conference wins and to claim a share of the conference crown. An incredible run they've had, winning six in a row and a huge win against Fall Creek, and now again one of those first goals of the season, winning the conference championship. They've got that in front of them here tonight and within reach.
Yes, and I think coming off of a great game against Fall Creek, they just got to keep things rolling here, and this is the perfect time. Like Coach Williams said, this is the perfect time to be really starting to peak out, right before playoffs, and a shot at the conference championship here. They got at least that opportunity, so and they just got to play, flawless basketball tonight.
And again, last time they played, Thorp won 59-27. They were up 27 points at the half and forced 43 turnovers. So, that certainly would be a key tonight. Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Back in 2.5 minutes with your player introductions and tip-off, Lady Max Basketball on WOGO.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit Chippewa-Auto.com.
It's time for basketball here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. First off, the McDonald Lady Macs being introduced. Sophomore Aaron Siegenthaler, 5'7", number 0, leads the team in assists, 7.6 points per game. The senior Kendall Heffler, 5'10", number 1, 6.2 points per game, leads the team at 5.8 rebounds. And Siegenthaler, 5'8", sophomore forward, 5.8 points, or excuse me, the 5'8", forward, 10.5 points per game. That's second on the team. Claire Ruff, number 24, 5'8", leads the team at 16.5 points per game. And rounding out the starting five for the Lady Macs, Chloe Flanagan, the junior, 5'4", at 2.9 points per game. On the other side, for the Thorpe Cardinals, Emma Moore, she's a junior, 5.7 points per game, 5'9". Ashlyn Abramchek, 5'5", sophomore, number 4, 9.4 points per game, leads the team. Shaylee Zarza, the senior, was honored tonight for senior night, 5'8", number 15, 9.3 points per game, 7.6 rebounds. Lainey Burkhart, 5'5", a freshman, number 30, and Ellie Ewings, 5'9", sophomore, number 34, for head coach Rachel Moore. Thorpe is in their white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the cardinal red numerals and lettering and the jet black piping. McDonald resplendent in their royal blue uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the solid white numerals and lettering. As we are set and ready to begin, Siegenthaler jumps at midcourt, taps it to sister Aaron, and Aaron right down the lane, missed from the right side, just inside the block, a scramble for the basketball.
Going to blue. Sideline! A little slow making that call, but Chloe's up top.
Claire Ruff swings left side for Chloe Flanagan. Kendall Heffler on the left to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler drops it down to Flanagan. Or excuse me, to Kendall. Kendall kick out to Claire Ruff and knocked away by Ashlyn Abramchek. High on the right. Half a minute into this game. No score early on. Up top, Shaylee Zarza, the senior. Pass knocked away. A kick called against McDonald. It'll stay Thorpe basketball, moving left to right. Drop down, kick out to Zarza. in the left corner, Emma Moore. Zarza, left-handed three. That one off the side of the iron. Chasing down the rebound is Siegenthaler in the corner. Siegenthaler being pressed by Zarza. Aaron throws right side, Chloe Flanagan. To Ann Siegenthaler, driving baseline, goes hard to the rim, blocked out of bounds by Zarza. Actually, didn't go out of bounds. Zarza, an athletic play. Got the block shot and got it back. Wings a pass across the floor. Too strong off the window, out of bounds, staying with Thorpe as Emma Moore missed the shot, but the ball goes off McDonald and out of bounds. Drop down into the post, and Kendall Heffler with the steal. Outlets to Siegenthaler. Aaron to Ann, and down the lane, high off the glass and good.
Nice pass.
2-0 McDonald. The first score of the game. Another steal by the Lady Max. Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler. Drop down along the baseline on the missed shot. Kick out Claire Ruff. Open look at a three, right wing. Boom! Claire Ruff makes it 5-0 McDonald. So Claire Ruff with three. Another steal by the Lady Max. And Siegenthaler high off the glass and scores.
A nice fake there.
Is that 4 points already for Ann Siegenthaler?
I think it's 1-1. Aaron's got the first one.
So Aaron and Ann each with two. 7-0 McDonald. Another steal. Ann Siegenthaler down the lane and another layup. It's 9-0 McDonald. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports.
Full
timeout. We're back in 1 minute. This is Lady Max Basketball and we'll go.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good.
Cooper Mittermeier wide open for three.
Oh, he's feeling it tonight. A trifecta of triples.
And here comes Chai High right now. Jackson LeMay comes in and buries it. In behind the goaltender, Deuce.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Just over 2 minutes into the game here at Thorpe. McDonald leads 9-0. Claire Ruff with another steal out of timeout. Bounce pass to Ann Siegenthaler. Down the lane. Layup again. She has three layups and 6 points. It's 11-0 McDonald. Long cross-court pass to Emma Moore. Moore along the baseline. Too strong off the window. Offensive rebound and a held ball. And possession going to stay with Thorpe. As getting tied up down there was Ella Ewings, a sophomore. I believe she's one of the pitchers for Coach Kurt Reiner's softball team. Inbounds for Thorpe, up top to Emma Moore. Moore at the foul line, drops off to Ashlyn Abramchek, leading scorer. Drive along the baseline for the Cardinals, kick out of bounds by Claire Ruff as Zarza was coming for the pass. Good to have you with us here on WOGO on a Valentine's night. Expected to be a pretty snowy night as well.
Yes.
Claire Ruff picks a pocket again. Finds Kendall Heffler. Heffler across the logo to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron into the right corner. Trying to go by Zarza. Right block. Zarza fighting with Siegenthaler for the ball. Took it away from her and drops it off along the baseline. Now a fight for the ball. Could be another held ball. And possession will go to McDonald as Lainey Burkhart got tied up. Riley Christensen Richardson and Emily Hartman going to be coming into the game. Pair of sophomores, 5'9" for Riley, 5'8" for Emily. Aaron Siegenthaler, the inbounds, finds Kendall Heffler in the left corner. Up top to Riley Christensen Richardson. Claire Ruff drops it down into the right corner. Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron up top to Riley. Riley left side. McDonald working around the perimeter. Claire Ruff, open look at three, left corner. That one too strong. Offensive rebound. Riley drops it back to Claire. Kick out Aaron Siegenthaler. Straight on for three. Off the mark. Kendall Heffler bats out the rebound, but Thorpe will take it the other way with Emma Moore. Moore to Abramchek. Abramchek driving hard off the glass. Too strong, but a whistle and a foul 11-0 McDonald. Thorpe looking to break the goose egg on the scoreboard with 14:40 to play. As Abramchek, the 5'5 sophomore, will go to the line. She averages 9.4 points per game, 4.6 rebounds, and 3 steals. First free throw, no good. Thorpe struggles a bit from the foul line. 42%. Second free throw, too strong. Battle for the rebound. Kendall Heffler saves it back in bounds, but to Emma Moore. Moore goes down hard, and the ball's loose into McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler lofts a pass too high for Riley Christensen-Richardson, who didn't quite have the hops to get to that one. It would have taken quite the leap.
I thought she might have dumped that across court to Kendall Heffler. Was wide open on the other side.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and always proud to support local sports. Northwestern Bank, nice passing by the Thorpe Cardinals. Ellie Ewings has a wide open bucket from low on the left. Now a pressure in the backcourt by the Cardinals.
Timeout. McDonald, 30 seconds.
Timeout by McDonald. We're back in half a minute. Lady Max Basketball on WOGO.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. On-site camera operator for the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube is Sam Aberley. Radio producer, Zach Wycheck of the WOGO base in Halley. McDonald leads 11-2 here on the road at Thorpe. Almost 4 minutes into this contest. Claire Ruff, high post feed, Kendall Heffler, right back to Claire. Claire going by Zarza, goes hard to the rim and scores. 13-2 McDonald. Claire Ruff now has 5. Whistle and a foul near midcourt. They might get Riley Christensen-Richardson with that one, no?
Emily Hartman.
Hartman with her first. Stop into American Marine's Boat Show and find your dream boat. Plus 15% off parts and accessories. Don't miss the boat show on now through the 16th. So you have the weekend to get into American Marine in Chippewa Falls. That's American Marine in Chippewa Falls. 13-2 McDonald with the lead here on the road at Thorpe. Kick out left side, knocked away, back to Zarza, the lefty with another 3, that one too strong, long rebound out to Emily Hartman. She'll push to Lauren Buescher, Buescher to Claire Ruff, Ruff to Riley Shearing with a 2 on none, and Riley Christensen-Richardson gets her first basket. 15-2 McDonald. Steal by Emily Hartman. Now McDonald has a 3 on no one, Hartman down the lane, layup is good. 17-2 McDonald. Picking up where they left off against Thorpe last time, forcing 43 turnovers, and it's been pressure that's difficult to deal with for this young Cardinals team. Again, just one senior. Zarza goes too strong off the glass. Rebound pulled down by Hartman. Zarza immediately pressuring her. Long feed ahead to Claire Ruff from Siegenthaler. Ruff along the baseline goes reverse. No, too strong. Knocked out. Tracked down by Riley. Up top, Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler swings to Emily Hartman. She'll take a 3. No hesitation and splash it from the left wing. Emily Hartman the triple. Timeout on the floor again. It's 20-2. McDonald will step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports back in 30 seconds.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Well, 46 to go in the first half at Wynn Family Dentistry. Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, rather, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Coming out of the timeout, Thorpe with a turnover trying to push along the baseline, but McDonald gives it right back. Zarza up top. McDonald leads 20-2. Zarza, elbow jumper, rattles in off glass. The senior, her first points on senior night. 16-point lead for the Lady Macs. Shaylee Zarza averages 9.3 per game. That's her first bucket. Chloe Flanagan up top for Coach Sally Williams and the Lady Macs. Riley Christensen-Richardson crosses over. Long cross-court skip to Emily Hartman, who just hit a three from that side. Hartman shovels it along the baseline and lost it once again. Zarza. She leads the team in steals, and you can see why.
She's all over.
Into the left corner, Maddie Haas. She's a freshman. Again, a young team for Coach Rachel Moore. She likes their competitive spirit. Abby Hertz, the sophomore, also came into the game. Dumps it down in the paint, knocked away by Chloe Flanagan. Lauren Milsfeld also out there for McDonald, number 25, the senior, 5'5". Riley Christensen-Richardson, no hesitation on a three, too strong. Offensive rebound, Lauren Buescher. She's tied up, held ball, and possession should stay with McDonald, and it will. Whether you're a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back our Lady Macs. Inbounds to Emily Hartman, loops it up top. They'll work to Chloe Flanagan right at the circle. Finds Miss Felt. Senior back up top to Chloe Flanagan. Riley Christensen-Richardson. Emily Hartman, another look at a three. Karam's off the front of the iron. Rebound to the Thorpe Cardinals. There's Ashlyn Abramchek. Takes it across the timeline with 11:08 to play. 20-4, McDonald up 16. Zarza jabbing. Works left side for Jersey Irwin, another freshman. Drive along the baseline. Hard take to the rim. Back rim knocked in and out. Offensive rebound by Thorpe, and it's kicked out. Irwin down the lane. High off the glass. No rebound, Lauren Buescher. Buescher wraps a bounce pass to Chloe Flanagan. She'll push ahead to Riley. Riley Christensen-Richardson down the right side of the lane. Nice feed. Snuck a bounce pass down low. Yeah. Emily Hartman takes it up hard and is fouled.
Very nice pass.
Well, Stelter, Inc., they work every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. First free throw is short for Emily Hartman, and it remains a 16-point lead for the Lady Macs, 20-4, 10:41 to go here first half. Both coaches, but especially Coach Moore of Thorpe, substituting very freely. Second free throw is good for Emily Hartman. She has a team-high 6 points. A 3, a 2, and a 1.
Yep, she's got
it's 21-4. Just over 10.5 minutes to play here. First half, Aaron pass knocked away into the arms of Chloe Flanagan. Chloe down the left side of the lane, high off the glass and scores. 23-4, Chloe Flanagan, her first bucket. Donna leads by 19. Right side, tapping the brakes. Now to Jersey Irwin, was Ariana Kempf. Kempf is a junior, number 5, I believe, seeing her first action tonight. Got a hand check foul called on Ann Siegenthaler.
Nope, that went on Lauren Misfeld.
Lauren Misfeld. Lainey Burkhart, the 5'5 freshman, back into the game for Coach Moore. Thorpe will inbound underneath the hoop with 10:14 to play. Looking for Zarza, and they can't get it to her as Siegenthaler knocks it out of bounds in the corner. Good crowd on hand here at Thorpe. Again, expecting a pretty good amount of snow today, Valentine's night, and great to see so much support for both the Cardinals and the Macs. Inbounds, almost knocked away. Thorpe, couple pass, is able to get it out to Emma Moore. Moore passes up the three, dumps it out down into the paint. Lauren Misfelt with the steal. Senior picks up her dribble, finds Flanagan at midcourt. Into the forecourt, Flanagan, right side, Emily Hartman. Hartman driving baseline, tied up, taken away. Zarza with another steal. Zarza has her pocket pick from behind, but going through the body and the arm was Hartman, and that'll be a foul on McDonald. And we will see Kelsey Bremnes, the sophomore, coming into the game for Emily Hartman, fellow sophomore. 9:53 to play, 23-4, McDonald with the lead here in the first half. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Ashlyn Bremchek trapped in the right corner, drops down to Emma Moore. Moore at the right block, fights a shot up, no rebound to Kelsey Bremnes. Finds Flanagan. Flanagan with head of steam across the logo. Drops left side. Misfelt back out to Chloe. Works up top. And Siegenthaler to Chloe Flanagan. She'll reset up top between the wheels. Almost to the halfway point of the first half. Lauren Misfelt left wing. Off the screen from Lauren Buescher. Lauren, kick out Kelsey Bremnes. Flanagan right wing. Flanagan just inside the arc. They'll work into the left corner. Kelsey Bremnes has it poked away. Flanagan retrieves up top between the circles. Right side, Lauren Misfelt. Misfelt working off a screen from Siegenthaler, rolls to the basket, kicking to the left corner. Chloe Flanagan, the lefty, three rims in and out, and Siegenthaler tracks down the rebound. Fancy footwork in the corner to keep that one inbounds. Lauren Misfelt opposite side. Works back out to Flanagan. Long possession here for McDonald, holding serve, leading 23-4. Bounce pass down low, nice. High off the glass, and scoring is Lauren Buescher, 25-4 McDonald. Nice feed there by the Lady Max. And Siegenthaler. Lauren Buescher, her first basket here tonight. Pulling up. Emma Moore in the paint. She pulls up from 8 feet and scores. 25-6, the lead for McDonald. I believe that's the first basket for Moore. Pick out left side. Buescher for three. That one too strong. Rebound tracked down by Bremnes. In that corner, Bremnes to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan. Misfelt up top, Bremnes rotates left side, and Siegenthaler drives hard to the rim. Her floater from about 6 feet out just pops in and out for McDonald. Under 8 minutes to go here, first half. Abramchek up top. Jasmine Gerber's going to check in for Coach Williams. Off the left side jersey, Irwin. Irwin fights through traffic, lost it out of bounds, last touched by McDonald. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High McDonald Athletics here on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass, a salute to all the hardworking athletes. Again, freewheeling substitutions here. Both coaches going to make sure everybody gets a chance to get out there and play. Claire Ruff comes back in and almost steals a pass right away. Zarza driving baseline, left-handed runner, and a soft touch for the senior. Makes
tough
it
shot.
25-8. Zarza has four. Donnell up 17. 7:20 and counting to go here, first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. Logo Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Aaron Siegenthaler guarded by Zarza. Siegenthaler down the lane, has her shot blocked, and Thorpe coming the other way. The Cardinals across the timeline with Lainey Burkhart. Tied up at the right block. Burkhart fights a pass out to Abramchek. Kick out Zarza. Deep, deep three. That one off the glass. Rebound to Kelsey Bremnes. Push ahead to Siegenthaler, and she will jog it across the logo at midcourt. 6:50 to go.
Coach Williams wants them to just kind of concentrate on ball movement and running an offense.
Jasmine Gerber, number 23 into the game. Jasmine driving baseline. She draws some contact, a whistle and a foul. That'll be just the second team foul against Thorpe. Aaron Siegenthaler will inbound. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows for the Lady Max. Inbounds to Kelsey Bremnes. Toes up a three, right wing, rims in and out. Offensive rebound, Kendall Heffler. Right back out to Kelsey. Bremnes attacking, kick out, Claire Ruff. Good head fake, Ruff down the right side of the lane. She'll pull up, tough shot off the glass. Won't go down, and she gets a hand up from Emma Moore. Good sportsmanship there from Thorpe as Ruff went down hard. Looks like she's going to be all right going to the line. With 6:28 to play, her team leading 25-8. Ruff at the foul line. First free throw is good. 26-8, McDonald. Contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now from State Farm agent Michelle Mua. That's MichelleMua.com. State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls. Both free throws for Claire Ruff. Her down for 7 of McDonald's 27. So they lead 27-8. Almost two-thirds of the way through the first half. 6:18 to go here on the road at Thorpe. McDonald looking for conference win number 10 and a share of the conference title with Regis and presumably Fall Creek, pending the outcome of their game. Zarza, a hard take to the rim, draws a foul. And that one went against Jasmine Gerber, her first, team's fifth. Zarza, the first free throw, off the mark. 6:12 to play. Again, a reminder to stop into American Marine's Boat Show and find your dream boat, plus 15% off parts and accessories goes with the 16th. So this weekend, the boat show at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Rebound for McDonald off the second missed free throw. Push ahead to Claire Ruff. Ruff attacks hard to the rim. Scores again. She has 9. 29-8 McDonald. Lady Max getting out in transition off the missed basket. They're pushing hard against this Thorpe team. It's very youthful for Coach Rachel Moore. Claire Ruff takes the ball away in the paint. Flip back behind her to Aaron Siegenthaler, and Aaron will jog it into the forecourt. 5:45 to play. Riley Christensen-Richardson, good look at a three. Oh. Rims in and out.
That one just
popped down and spun back out. Chloe Flanagan about to come back in at the next juncture. Aaron Siegenthaler hassling Zarza. Zarza lost it in the corner, tries to get it back, and who touched it last? The officials will confer, and it will be McDonald basketball. As Chloe Flanagan will check in for Jasmine Gerber with 5:24 remaining. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Siegenthaler off the Kendall Heffler screen. Give and go, gives it back to Heffler, and Heffler runs one up to the rim, is fouled. She will go to the line, shooting two. McDonald in that game against Fall Creek that they won 59-56 on Tuesday to put them in this position to claim a share of the conference crown, did such a phenomenal job getting to the line and offensive rebounding off missed free throws at the end of the game, as Kendall Heffler a little too strong on the first free throw.
Kendall did a really nice job making free throws at the end of that game.
Pressure free throws, your legs are dead against a team like Fall Creek. Just a great performance down the stretch for Coach Sally Williams' squad. 0-2 on that trip, though, for Kendall Heffler. Just over 5 minutes to play. McDonald up 21-29-8 here at Thorpe. Abramchek high on the left. Guarded by Chloe Flanagan. Drops into the right corner, Emma Moore against Kendall Heffler. Back out of Brumcheck, puts on the floor with the left hand, lost it across the foul line, gets it back, attacking the rim, runner goes down. Double-digit points for Thorpe. Now Brumcheck, her first points, averages 9.4 per game to lead the team. 19-point lead still for McDonald. Riley Christensen-Richardson to Chloe Flanagan. Off the screen from Claire Ruff, pulls up at the elbow, shot comes up a little short. Riley Christensen-Richardson beats everybody to the rebound. Back out Aaron Siegenthaler, 4:26 to play. Right side, Claire Ruff. Ruff driving baseline, spins into the lane, kick out Riley. Straight on for three, back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Thorpe. Maddie Haas, the freshman, who has a pretty good height out there, notched that rebound. Ashlyn Abramchek high on the right, picked up her dribble. Flanagan right in her grill. Back to Zarza, kick to the right corner. Emma Moore for three. That one off the back of the bracket. Rebound pulled down by Claire Ruff. And a timeout taken by Coach Williams with 3:54 to play. Full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break as well. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We Welcome back to WOGO's coverage of McDonald Lady Max basketball. McDonald leads 29-10. Late going first half here on the road at Thorpe, 3:54 to play. If you'd like to be a part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact WOGO Sports Director Greg Stewart, gstewart@wwib.com, or call 715-723-1037. Bullet pass down low, Kendall Heffler, great position, and she will earn another trip to the foul line. Claire Ruff, some mustard on that passes.
Yeah.
Kendall goes up strong.
Moore
team fouls now
her,
even at five apiece.
Moore picked up her second.
Heffler, first free throw, rims in and out. Looking for her first make from the foul line as Moore will sit with those two fouls coming into the game. Ellie Ewings, the sophomore. Free throw for
there
Kendall. That one looked good. And McDonald, 30 points on the night. 30-10 is the lead. First points of the night for Kendall Heffler, the McDonald senior. Garza right side for Abramchek. Abramchek driving baseline against Riley Christensen. Richardson picks up her dribble. Kicks back out beyond the arc. Double team by McDonald. Riley trying to pull it away. Zars up top to Abramchek. Shot fake. Going by Chloe Flanagan. Pulls up from 10 feet. Runner in and out. Offensive rebound. Nice job there on the boards by Maddie Haas, the freshman. And a whistle and a foul on McDonald. And I think
Riley.
They might get Riley with that one. Team sixth, but a shooting foul. And so Maddie Haas, the freshman, will go to the line, shooting a pair of free throws with 3:17 to play. First one on the way. And off the back rim, off the front rim, and in. 32-11. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996 with residential, commercial, and industrial service. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Second free throw off the mark and tracked down by Emily Hartman. It's still 32-11. Donald up 19. Riley Christensen-Richardson up top at the foul line. Sneaks a bounce pass to the right corner, Emily Hartman. Up top, Chloe Flanagan. Under 3 minutes to play now. Riley Christensen-Richardson across the foul line, and they'll work back into that left corner. Out to Chloe Flanagan.
Chloe.
Deep three, left wing. Off the front of the rim, no. It's a good look there for Chloe. Hasn't gone down yet. She's had a couple nice looks.
She has a good shot, too.
As the offense is moving, McDonald, again, getting more and more open. Looks, we've seen that in the last few games. 2:32 to go first half. 30-11 McDonald. Cross-court feed, Zarza. Zarza the lefty. Drops down in the post. Jump ball. Claire Ruff had it for a moment. Knocked it back to Zarza. Zarza driving baseline. Tiptoes between a couple of McDonald defenders. High off the glass. Shot from the opposite side. That one missed by Ewings. Push ahead to Emily Hartman. Hartman, left elbow extended, back out to Kendall Heffler. Heffler attacks the glass. No offensive rebound. Too strong off the glass. Offensive rebound. Kendall Heffler puts it up and in for two. 32-11 McDonald. Kendall and Riley doing a nice job there on opposite sides. Working for those offensive rebounds. Up top of Brumcheck, back out to Zarza. Against Chloe Flanagan. Substitutions coming in for McDonald at the next stoppage. Feed into the post. Knocked back out to Zarza as it got away from Ewings down there. Zarza lost it on her way to the paint. And McDonald on the move once again with Chloe Flanagan. Bullet pass from Riley Christensen.
Very
Richardson
nice.
And up and in for two. Kendall Heffler, what a dime Riley dropped just there.
That was a very, very nice pass.
She definitely has some zip. Left feet, a nice catch by Kendall. Left elbow jumper, no good. Long rebound tracked down by Zarza. She has been everywhere. The senior on her senior night working hard.
They call the foul on Riley.
That's the seventh, so back to the line will be Zarza. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Lauren Buescher, Ann, and Aaron Siegenthaler Riley Christensen, Richardson, and Emily Hartman, the five on the floor now for McDonald after the substitutions. This is a 1-1 for Thorpe, trailing 34-11. Left-handed free throw is good for Zarza, makes it 34-12. Shaylee Zarza, her first made free throw. She has 5 points by our unofficial tally. Second attempt, that one good as well. 34-13, McDonald. Zarza now with six, just over a minute to play first half. Riley Christensen Richardson loops into the right corner. Wide open look at a three. Emily Hartman back rim. No. Offensive rebound dug out of there by Siegenthaler. High off the glass and scores. And Siegenthaler makes it 36-13. Rewarded for working it out in the paint. 39 seconds left. Donald leads by 23. Hard drive into the paint. Too strong off the glass. Feet ahead to Riley, tries to catch it in traffic, pass it to Siegenthaler instead, and Siegenthaler says, thank you very much. I'll take double-digit points. Yep. She goes high off the window for another two. Kind of a jump ball there for Riley, and she was able to go up high and kind of play DB there and knock it to her teammate. 11 seconds left. Siegenthaler up top against Zarza. With 6 seconds, 38-13 McDonald. High post feed for the Cardinals. 2 seconds left. Pass knocked away into the arms of Siegenthaler via Lauren Buescher and McDonald. A strong first half. They lead at 38-13 here on the road at Thorpe. We'll step out for 3 minutes and be back after this with our halftime stats analysis and highlights here on WOGO. First, a reminder, though, that you got to get ready to win with a big spring spectacular raffle at McDonald, over $10,000 in prizes. It takes place Saturday, March 29th at McDonald Central Catholic High School. Again, you can take home one of six amazing prizes. The grand prize, a Gravely ZTX 52-inch zero-turn mower. Second prize, a Director's Circle membership at the Pablo Center. Third prize, a Wicked Rich crossbow package. Fourth prize is a $1,000 Shields gift card. Fifth prize, a $500 Lube Supplier Store gift card. And sixth prize, a $250 Quick Trip gift card. Tickets are just $20 each, but hurry, they are going fast. Get yours now. Need not be present to win. Visit McDonald Central's office or go online to get your ticket today. McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Again, March 29th, Saturday, Spring Spectacular Raffle. We're back in three on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Beat the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the Midsize SUV and the Mid-Century Modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Halftime here in Thorpe on Valentine's night. Good to have you with us on WOGO and the Woga Sports Live video stream on YouTube. McDonald in command here at the break, leading 38-13. And now the kids are facing us. You can see on our live video stream, we've got just a wonderful display of some youthful dribblers showing off their ball handling skills to music here at Thorpe.
That's where it all starts.
Just a lot of fun. And again, just a really nice crowd on hand here tonight for senior night in Thorpe. And great to see these young folks as well, too. And so many high schoolers around as well, too. And you can tell that they put in some of the time working with these youngsters. And that's just the best part of all of this. It's what I enjoy so much about working at the Y with Nathan Bogus and Claire Ruff as we have our final game tomorrow. Shout out to the Red Dragons. But it's when you see these youngsters, these first, second, third graders, the way they look up to the high schoolers, it just does the heart good to see, again, young people at the high school level putting the time and investing their time into the next generation beyond them. And you love seeing that. It's one of the great things about sports.
Yep.
Well, at the half, McDonald leading 38-13, first half scoring looked like this. McDonald has eight players in the scoring column already. Thorpe with five. 6 points for Shaylee Zarzon, her senior night for Thorpe. Two apiece for Ella Ewings, Emma Moore, and Ashlyn Abrumchek on the other side. Maddie Haas with one. Also for McDonald, Ann Siegenthaler leads the way with 10 points. Claire Ruff on the verge of double digits with 9. 6 for Emily Hartman, 5 for Kendall Heffler, 2 for Riley Christensen Richardson, Aaron Siegenthaler, Lauren Buescher, and Chloe Flanagan. I don't think I missed anybody.
No, I think you got it right on.
And again, in this first half for McDonald, again, they're playing a young team and a team that is at the bottom of the conference in Thorpe. And so McDonald applying the pressure, subbing liberally, but saying, hey, we want to make sure we take care of business here because the conference championship's on the line. They have a chance, again, with a win tonight would move them to 10-2. That would tie them with Eau Claire Regis, assuming Fall Creek takes care of business tonight as well. Three-way tie for a conference crown. And that is a big goal to start the season. And McDonald has it within reach, again, if they play 18 more minutes of solid basketball.
Yes, and again, like you mentioned, both coaches are doing an awesome job of subbing people in. Coach Williams has gotten everybody out there on the floor several times, and she's got the whole second half left. So the girls are playing pretty good basketball right now, and I like the way that she kind of slowed them down offensively, letting them handle some ball control, taking some time off the clock, and looking for a really, really good shot, and the girls are doing a great job with that.
And again, some of those different player combinations and things like that as well, too. It's not just, again, getting some of the reserves in playing time. We've seen, again, Jasmine Gerber and Kelsey Bremnes, who are coming into this game, and I would presume will be on the playoff roster as well. We saw them come in a conference game, that one that went down kind of to the late second half against Bloomer when McDonald was having so much foul trouble. Kelsey and Jasmine came into that game and played some key minutes and held up well. And again, making sure that all the girls are comfortable playing with one another, even if you don't have your typical, 6-7 deep, I think it can do nothing but benefit you.
Yeah, I mean, it's phenomenal the way these girls are playing out there. And again, like you said, you got to get them ready for playoffs. You get into foul trouble, you got to be able to rely on the girls coming off the bench. And I think that's exactly what Coach Williams is trying to do tonight.
Well, we've got an extended halftime here. We'll hear the highlights in just a few moments. But a reminder that for over 143 years, McDonald-era Catholic Schools has been shaping young minds through faith-filled, accredited Catholic education in Chippewa Falls. And now McDonald's hiring for the 2025-26 school year. Join the mission-driven team and make a lasting impact on students from 3K through 12th grade. Teaching, coaching, bus drivers, and support staff positions are available. Apply today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Be part of something greater. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights here on WOGO. No, too strong, knocked out, tracked down by Riley. Up top, Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler swings to Emily Hartman. She'll take a three, no hesitation, and splash it from the left wing. Emily Hartman, the triple. He's down there. Zarza lost it on her way to the paint. McDonald on the move once again with Chloe Flanagan. Bullet pass from Riley Christensen. Very Richardson, nice. And up and in for two. Kendall Heffler, what a dime Riley dropped just there. For a minute to play first half. Riley Christensen, Richardson loops into the right corner. Wide open look at a three. Emily Hartman back rim. No. Offensive rebound dug out of there by Siegenthaler. High off the glass and scores. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports. Make sure to check out the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube if you haven't yet. You can watch full game replays there. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. Again, McDonald leading at the break here at Thorpe, 38-13, back in two.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
It's halftime. WOGO Sports coverage of Chippewa Falls McDonald Lady Max basketball. Lady Max lead 38-13 over Thorpe. And it's time for our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-out. So as always, please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we're going to shout out our son Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. Lita is really getting pumped up. We're leaving on March 15th to go out there for 10 days to watch the two granddaughters while yes. Glenn and Linda are busy doing some other stuff, so I'm looking forward to that. I haven't seen or handled, let's say, because of the social media nowadays, but I haven't been able to hold and hug my two granddaughters for over a year and a half now, so I'm getting ready for that. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. Jory Kubishik is up at Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks, Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Liedholm are over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad, is at Davis Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson, Arizona. Sarah Passabovi is a Chi-Hi grad, is with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of the Minnesota Air Force National Guard, along with Kristen Levesser, is a McDonald grad, is also in the Air Force National Guard in Minneapolis. Carter Billen is working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. Jeff Link is a Chi-Hi grad, is in Italy at Aviano Air Force Base. John Hayton from Colfax in the Army Guard. Brandon Anderson from Colfax is active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble, a McDonald grad, is in the Army National Guard, Wisconsin Army National Guard, getting ready to retire. He's got 1 year left. February 2026 is his retirement date. Noah Stewart, a Chi-Hi grad, is stationed at Joint Base Bowling in Washington, D.C. Noah Christofferson is an Army specialist at Fort Carson, Colorado. Ellie Eckes is in the Army National Guard, getting ready to be commissioned as a second lieutenant. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is a Chi-Hi grad, is at Hill Air Force Base, Utah. Matt Pulver and his wife, Gracie Tyson, is getting ready to have their first baby and are off at Air Force Base, Nebraska. Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi-Hi grad with the Merchant Marines. And Evan Eckes is in the Navy ROTC. So we had a little bit of time there. Got everybody called out.
Yeah.
So that was nice. And I know there's a couple of maybe some I thought there was one McDonald kid that's getting ready to go in the military. I got to find that out. So, again, a huge thank you to all of our military.
As Thorpe starts out the second half, on a good note, Emma Moore, her second basket. She attacks from the right side, from the right block, off the window and scores. Claire Ruff to answer for three straight on, rims in and out, and Siegenthal offensive rebound goes up strong from the left side. No fight for the rebound underneath, and it's Thorpe basketball. Well, if you'd like to be a part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact Greg Stewart, WOGO sports director, G. Stewart, at WWIB.com or call 715-723-1037. Donna leading 38-15. Shaylee Zarza, the senior on her senior night. Long cross-court pass to Emma Moore. 5'9" junior. Moore up top to Zarza. Checked by Siegenthal. Aaron staying nose-to-nose with her. Brumcheck right side against Ann Siegenthaler. Right block extended. Drops down to Moore at the right elbow. Moore already has a bucket here in the second half. Back to a Brumcheck straddling the arc in the right corner. Brumcheck pulls up. 17-foot jumper off the side of the rim. No, and Claire Ruff snatches that ball with one hand. Chloe Flanagan across the timeline. Flanagan to Aaron Siegenthaler. Wide open. Look at a three. Back rim, no. Long rebound out to Thorpe. Max still looking for their first basket here to start the second half.
McDonald girls are in man-to-man defense, and again, Coach Williams probably wants to just let them practice this man-to-man against a good team.
Throw into the backcourt. Claire Ruff sprinting and pulls it in before the over and back. Drops a bounce pass to Ruff. Rather, that was Chloe Flanagan who had the speed. Excuse me, and 40 points on the board. As Claire Ruff now with 11 points, second Lady Max player in double digits. Lead by 25. Pass down to Moore, knocked away from behind by Kendall Heffler. She sends it out of bounds. Chippewa Auto Body and Service here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, your local choice for vehicle repair, bodywork, tires, and beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Zarza with the miss, and Ruff comes out of there with the rebound. Ruff drops a pass into the paint, stolen. She was looking for Siegenthaler. Emma Moore steps in front of it. On the other side, Chloe Flanagan got tripped up, went down kind of hard, but she's okay as Moore can't quite handle a pass from up top. And out of bounds to McDonald with 15:42 left. Kendall throws it in to Chloe Flanagan, who will take it across the Cardinal logo at midcourt. Right side, Claire Ruff. Bullet pass. Open. Oh, my goodness. Wide open. And two for Ann Siegenthaler.
Way too easy, but Ann's not going to miss that one.
Claire feeds Ann, and Ann takes back the game high in scoring from Claire with 12 points. Look at a three and a nice shot from the right wing. That was
Lainey Burkhart.
Burkhart, the freshman. Her first basket, 42-18. And Coach Moore said they don't shoot a lot of threes, don't make a lot, but that was a good-looking shot. It's a hard tangle down below. And Siegenthaler with a Brumcheck in the paint. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with McDonald with 15:03 to play. Thorpe sending in a couple subs. Jersey Irwin, one of them, the freshman. rebounds taken away by Zarza. Zarza getting close to half a dozen steals here tonight. Blocking foul now called on Aaron Siegenthaler, far side of the floor. Again, working against Zarza, who has some great speed. 14:55 left to play here. 42-18 McDonald. Inbounds to Moore. Moore, 17-foot jumper along the baseline, side of the iron. No, out to Aaron Siegenthaler, and Siegenthaler rather, and Ann with no one in front of her down the lane and scores. She has 14. 44-18. And Siegenthaler just a sprint to the basket. You're not going to chase down a Siegenthaler from behind. Zara's up top, bobbled the pass a little bit. In the right corner, Emma Moore. Moore against Kendall Heffler. Junior against senior. Moore picks up her dribble. Kendall almost knocked it away. Dropped down in the paint. Chloe Flanagan knocks it out of bounds. Last touched by Burkhart of Thorpe. The McDonald basketball is Emily Hartman and Riley Christensen-Richardson. Pair of sophomores come in for Chloe Flanagan and Ann Siegenthaler. 14-20 and counting to go second half. 44-18 McDonald. Hartman calling for it in the post. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Thorpe. Well, it's time, tax time, and time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel that you've been putting off. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower, jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates, 839-0707, 839-0707, or wirzgala.com. In the post, one-on-one with Zarza, Kendall Heffler goes hard to the rack and can't get the shot to fall, but will earn another trip to the foul line, her third trip to the charity stripe tonight. And Heffler, 1-for-4 from the foul line. Looking for more here. First free throw is good for Kendall. 45-18. McDonald, Kendall Heffler have her down for 6 points now. And she's got the stroke now. It's a pair of free throws. With 14:04 left, Kendall now will take a break. Almost 4 minutes into the second half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Sam Averly, our on-site camera operator for the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Zach Wycheck, our producer at the WOGO radio home base in Hallie. Nice feed into the paint by Thorpe, but knocked away by Lauren Buescher, among others. Jump ball and possession will go to McDonald. It was initially a good feed to Maddie Haas, but again, McDonald just collapsing defensively so quickly and able to hack that one loose. Aaron Siegenthaler across the Cardinal logo at midcourt. Right side for Claire Ruff. Ruff pulls up, 16-foot jumper. So smooth, so sweet. Claire Ruff. 48-18. It's a 30-point advantage for the Lady Macs. Over 13 minutes away from claiming a share of the conference championship if they can hold on here. Ruff goes up high to steal a pass in the paint. Now a 2-on-2. Ruff splits two defenders and walked with the basketball. Got tripped up a little bit heading down the lane. Otherwise, Claire was looking for two more.
Yep, I got crowded in the middle too.
On top of Brumcheck. Down the lane, she'll pull up from 12 feet, rattles it in. A nice little runner with a soft touch for a Brumcheck. And she averages 9 per game, has 4. 48-20, McDonald up. Almost 5 minutes in the second half. Now a Brumcheck knocks it away from Claire Ruff. A Brumcheck driving baseline, attacks the rim, and will go to the line shooting 2 as Riley Christensen-Richardson picks up the foul. I think that's Riley's third.
It is.
12:48 to play. Second team foul of the second half on McDonald. Again, there's no quit in this Thorpe team. They are 1-18 on the season, but got a win over Lake Holcomb the other night. Brumcheck hits the first free throw. Makes it 48-21. Her first trip to the foul line. Second free throw. Rattles that one in as well. Ashlyn Brumcheck, just a sophomore. 48-22. Riley Christensen-Richardson right side, passes up the three. Now attacks, 17-foot jumper, back rim, no. Long rebound, right back out to Riley. Tips through a couple pairs of hands. And Riley gobbles it up. Left side, Lauren Misfeld off the screen from Emily Hartman, the senior up top. Right side, Riley. The bullet pass down. Oh, Hartman, an easy two, but unfortunately she walked first.
I don't know what she was thinking there, but yeah, she took like five steps in a two-step area.
Two hands over the head pass from Riley Christensen Richardson. When she winds that up, you know it is going to get where it's going in a hurry. Zarza against Misfeldt. Leaves left side for Abramchek. Head fake, Abramchek. Runner from the left elbow, and she got another one. Abramchek starting to cook here in the second half. 8 points. 48-24. Wide open for a deep two. Misfeldt buries it. Lauren Misfeldt makes it 50-24. McDonald with 11:50 to play. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports. Back in 60 seconds.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back to WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Lady Max Basketball. Good to have you with us here on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. 50-24, McDonald with a 26-point lead. Thorpe with the basketball. Moving right to left here in the second half. Brumcheck has it knocked away. Down to Haas, right block extended. Pick out Thorpe down the lane. Haas has it high underneath the hoop. And able to pull it away is Emily Hartman after McDonald again collapses in the paint very well. The Thorpe looked like they might have an easy bucket. Left side, Riley. Riley toes up a three. That one back rim bounces high down to the Cardinals and Shaylee Zarza. Zarza across the timeline high on the left.
Lauren Boucher had a shot at that rebound. Again, that paint's awful crowded.
Jersey Irwin, the freshman, up top. Between the circles, Chloe Flanagan steps in front of a pass. Flanagan going the other way, up hard with the left hand. No shot challenge. And Chloe rips the ball loose. She goes hard to her back. Held ball called. Possession will go to Thorpe. As Chloe's been everywhere tonight. A couple subs coming in. Emma Moore and Lainey Burkhart back out there for Coach Rachel Moore. McDonald will send in Jasmine Gerber and Kelsey Bremnes at the next stoppage. 10:43 and counting to go here, second half, 50-24. McDonald with the lead at Thorpe. Shaylee Zarza up top. Zarza checked by Riley Christensen Richardson. Left side of Brumcheck is at a nice second half. Gets Chloe Flanagan. Brumcheck down the lane and another runner. She likes that runner with the right hand. And Brumcheck into double-digit points now, above her season average, 50-26. Donald up 24. Still 10 minutes to go here. Brumcheck going for a steal. Riley able to take it away from her right side, Emily Hartman now. Hartman outside the arc against Emma Moore. Chloe Flanagan straight on for three. Won't rim in. Offensive rebound put back. No. Buescher couldn't put it back in. Almost has another offensive rebound. Now a tie-up underneath. Emma Moore gets tied up with Hartman. It'll stay with McDonald as Jasmine Gerber, Kelsey Bremnes come in. Riley and Emily out for Coach Sally Williams. 56 seconds away from the halfway marker of the second half. Lauren Misfeldt, the senior, to inbound. And she'll drop a bounce pass into the right corner. Chloe Flanagan up top, Kelsey Bremnes. Reminisce left side to Misfeld, who's already hit a deep two tonight. Bumped at the foul line, and a whistle and a foul. Seconds of the second half against Thorpe. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and that's why Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7, 365, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707, 839-0707, or go to wurzgalla.com. Jasmine Gerber, a drive to the right block. Her shot comes up just a little bit too strong. Kick out Kelsey Bremnes for a three. That one rims in and out. Misfelt can't quite track down the rebound. Emma Moore. Let's do it a little bit faster. Zarza across the timeline with a head of steam. Runs into a wall. Kelsey Bremnes spins along the baseline, and Zarza, pretty move as she spins 4-2. I believe that's her first basket of the second half, Shaylee Zarza. 8 points on the night, 50-28. Feed to Lauren Buescher. Bobbled it and stolen away by Zarza in the paint. Zarza into the forecourt, driving hard down the left side of the lane. No, and going high for the rebound, Chloe Flanagan, and Chloe goes down hard. Foul coming up against Emma Moore with exactly 9 minutes to play. That is the third team foul of the second half against Thorpe. McDonald's committed two infractions. Both Siegenthaler's back in, Aaron and Ann. Lauren Buescher, Chloe Flanagan will take a break. Bounce to Aaron Siegenthaler from Ann Siegenthaler. Aaron right side to Kelsey Bremnes. He'll drop down to Ann Siegenthaler. Leads McDonald points tonight. A reach in and a foul with 8:52 remaining. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates of the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490 or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com as the inbounds to Jasmine Gerber before I can even finish the read, and Gerber goes up strong for two.
I just didn't cover her. She was wide open. Nice find.
52-28. Moore up top, puts it on the floor with the right hand. Right side, Moore gets it back. Baseline jumper, no. Rebound to Siegenthaler. Aaron, far side of the floor. Donald, sophomore. Top to Lauren Misfeld. Kelsey Bremnes has to save it back inbounds to Misfeld after she's guarded closely by Emma Moore. Siegenthaler resets the offense between the wheels. Right side, Jasmine Gerber. Top to Misfeld. Kelsey Bremnes rotates left side, Aaron Siegenthaler. Gerber trying to post up in the paint. He'll fire a bounce pass down to her. Gerber goes down hard. Ball knocked loose into the arms of Thorpe and Haas.
Trying to get her to post up in there and get her the ball.
Steal by McDonald coming the other way with Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler hangs, goes high off the glass. Too high, too strong. Rebound to Emma Moore. And she will leave it for Zarza. 7:37 to play. 52-28 McDonald. Siegenthaler against Zarza. In the right corner, Emma Moore, guarded by Jasmine Gerber. Claire Ruff and Kendall Heffler about to come back in. Zarza lofts a three from the right corner. No long rebound out to Ann Siegenthaler. And Zarza reaches in, trying to knock
smiling,
it away.
Smiling, but she just picked up her fourth.
Again, she is an athletic, aggressive senior. She has to have five or six steals here tonight. As you mentioned, her fourth foul. And so Zarza, a big smile on her face, is going to go to the bench for at least a bit here with 7:19 left. And Siegenthaler will inbound to Aaron Siegenthaler. And Claire Ruff and Kendall Heffler back out there for Coach Williams. Claire high on the right, skip pass. And she looked down to Aaron Siegenthaler, and Aaron was not quite where Claire expected her to be. Yeah. A little.
It was wide open.
The communication there.
Where she threw the ball, it was wide open, and she thought that's where Aaron was going to be.
52-28 McDonald. Ann Siegenthaler guarding a Brumcheck to Moore. Moore down the lane, high off the glass, won't roll down for Thorpe. Ann Siegenthaler pushes ahead to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron going hard, trying to go coast to coast, and she will, soaring to the rack for two. 54-28. Aaron Siegenthaler, she has 4 points. Riley Christensen-Richardson about to come back in. 6:35 and counting to go here, second half. McDonald leading 54-28. Trying to earn a conference crown, a share of it, with a win here. Tipped pass, Kendall Hefler with the steal to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron feeds Claire Ruff. Ruff down the lane and got some beautiful English on a layup from the left side. 56-28 McDonald. Up top, another steal. Aaron Siegenthaler picks the pocket this time to Ann. Ann wraps a beautiful bounce pass down to Claire for two. It's 58-28 McDonald.
Full timeout by Thorne.
We are back in 1 minute. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back, Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. 58-28, McDonald up 30 with 6:02 remaining. If you're looking for a bright start for your little one, McDonald Area Catholic Schools is accepting applications for the 2025-26 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has openings in 3K, 4K, and kindergarten programs. Qualifying families can attend tuition-free through the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program when you apply by April 17th. Give your child an exceptional Catholic liberal arts education in a caring, small class environment, but hurry, spaces are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. Baseline stepped on by Thorpe out of the timeout. And that was Ella Ewing, who I think just got the heel of the sneaker there on the baseline.
Lost track of where she was.
Claire Ruff left wing. We have her down for 17 points tonight, just above her season average of 16.5. Claire right side outside the arc. Drops it high post to Kendall Hefler. Give and go back to Claire. Beautiful pass, kick out. Riley Christensen Richardson for three. That off the side of the iron. Good closeout by Thorpe. Maybe change that shot a little bit from Riley. Just two team fouls committed here in the second half by McDonald. Five against Thorpe. Up top, Lainey Burkhart. Against Lauren Buescher. Burkhart. Bounce pass up top. Gets away from Abby Hertz for a moment. The sophomore. Drops it high post and stolen by Claire Ruff. Ruff with a two-on-one looking for the pass, and instead she will skip it out and then sneak a pass. Bullet to Kendall Hefler, and Hefler says thank you very much and gives McDonald 60 points on the night.
Yeah, not so sure that Claire even, you know, I thought she wanted to pull it out and run some offense, but it was just...
Her court vision is just phenomenal. A nice shot. Runner on the other Brumcheck. Side. Is that a Brumcheck once again? Makes it 60-30, and Abramchek really has been impressive in the second half. Remember, she's just a sophomore. Riley Christensen Richardson to Claire Ruff. Thinks better of a three. Instead, gives it to Lauren Buescher. Buescher splashes a triple from the left wing. Lauren makes it 63-30. Good-looking shot there.
Yes.
From the McDonald Jr. Thorpe with a miss on the other side, and Emily Hartman pulls the rebound out to Riley Christensen Richardson. Just over 4 minutes to play. Riley across the timeline. McDonald leading by 33. Riley has it knocked away. Emily Hartman retrieves helpfully, and a timeout taken by Coach Sally Williams to get some subs in. With 4:02 to play, and
they're just subbing.
Coach Williams telling her counterpart, Coach Moore, that she just wants to sub, and so.
And she asked Coach if she wanted.
If she wanted the timeout.
She didn't.
Moore says she's good, so Claire Ruff, Kendall Hefler will take a well-deserved breather. Riley Christensen Richardson, Lauren Misfelt, Lauren Buescher, Emily Hartman, and Kelsey Bremnes, the five on the floor for Coach Williams right now. Turnover along the baseline. Misfelt lost the handle. It'll be back to Thorpe with 3:55 to go. McDonald, well on their way here to earning yet another conference championship. A share of it. Still a crown. Along the baseline, kick out. Zarza for three. Side of the iron, Noah. Riley Christensen Richardson will push it ahead to Lauren Buescher. Buescher comes to a nice jump stop high off the glass and scores. Lauren Buescher starting to cook a little bit here in the second half. She has seven. 65-30, McDonald. Nice feed down into the post. A block by Lauren Buescher and must have got a little body there.
Yep.
That's a nice feed from Thorpe down to Jersey Irwin, the freshman. And she has 1 point from a free throw in the first half and looking for more here in the second. 3:22 to play. First free throw, back rim, and off the mark. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Lauren Buescher takes a break as Jasmine Gerber comes in. And also subbing in Maddie Haas for Thorpe. 35-point lead for McDonald. Second free throw off the back rim and off the mark. Emily Hartman with the rebound for McDonald. Bounce pass to Riley Christensen-Richardson. Riley left side. Kelsey Bremnes attacking along the baseline. Bounce pass. Jasmine Gerber. Jumper along the baseline. No good from 15 feet. Just over 3 minutes to go here. 65-30. McDonald in command here. Going to sweep the season series against the Thorpe Cardinals. Ball knocked out of bounds. Jasmine Gerber. Talk about wingspan. Jasmine not only has some height, but some long shot-blocking arms. And that time, arms that reach in the passing lane for a deflection. Zarza up top. Again, the senior playing with four fouls here on her senior night. Lone senior for Thorpe. Block shot. I think Emily Hartman may have got a piece of that. And
should be a jump ball.
Jump ball along the baseline as Kelsey Bremnes tied up. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Lady Macs. Off the inbounds, Riley Christensen-Richardson creates some chaos and a steal for McDonald. Lauren Misfeld up top. Just over 2.5 to play. Emily Hartman, good look at a three. That one rims out from the left corner.
That looked like Zarza, it was
a rebound. A lot of minutes for a lot of players here for McDonald. Moore along the baseline. Knife to bounce pass through a couple pairs of arms. Somehow it gets out to Zarza. Zarza driving baseline. No, going high for the rebound is Emily Hartman. Hartman in traffic along the baseline and loops it out toward Riley Christensen-Richardson, who didn't see it. And it's out of bounds to Thorpe. And don't miss American Marine's Boat Show. Find your dream boat plus 15% off parts and accessories. Just a couple days left. It goes through the 16th. American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Pass along the baseline and a high arcing floater for Maddie Haas. Makes it 65-32. Nice soft touch from just inside the right block. Misfelt down to Gerber. Gerber goes up and couldn't quite get it to fall over the top of Emma Moore. Under 2 minutes to play. Lainey Burkhardt across the timeline. Against Emily Hartman. He's locked in defensively. Emily's looking for another steal here. Burkhardt picks up the dribble. McDonald's still aggressive in the passing lanes, and we get a five-second count. Timeout first.
30-second timeout first.
Back in 30 seconds, this is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. ...65-32, McDonald with a commanding lead here on the road at Thorpe. Minute 37 to play. Long cross-court skip to Moore from Zarza. Out of the Thorpe timeout. Moore has a pass through the arms of Abramchek. And into the sideline, out of bounds to McDonald with a minute 28 left to play. Riley Christensen-Richardson will run it into the forecourt with a pass to Lauren Misfeld. Misfeld picks up her dribble. The senior wheeling. Right side knocked away. Zarza looking to knock it out of bounds off of Riley Christensen-Richardson, was not quite able to.
Yeah, she thought maybe she was going to get Riley for a blocking foul there, but they didn't call it.
Lauren Buescher inbounds. Riley Christensen-Richardson getting it back to Kelsey Bremnes high on the left. Minute 8 to play. Up top, Lauren Misfelt. Misfelt slides a bounce pass and gets it right back, but a steal by Abramchek, and Abramchek's going to have a wide open path to the basket. Layup is good. She has really been impressive in the second half. Ashlyn Abramchek, talented, talented sophomore. 65-34, McDonald under 50 seconds to play. Right side, Kelsey Bremnes. Lady Max taking their time here. Thorpe still battling hard. Misfelt up top, hands off to Riley Christensen-Richardson with 37 seconds left. Lauren Misfelt high on the left. Lady Max.
Double dribbled.
A double dribble up top against Lauren Misfelt. McDonald 13-8 on the season, looking for their 14th win. They are 9-2 in conference, looking for their 10th win. And looking for a 7th victory in a row as well, as they seem to be heating up at just the right time.
Yes.
20 seconds to play. Thorpe up top with Moore. Moore down the right side of the lane, tries to drop a bounce pass, a little lob pass down below and knocked out of bounds to McDonald with 16.3 seconds left. As Riley Christensen-Richardson will take her time near midcourt. Zarza will force her to give it up to Kelsey Bremnes with 8 seconds left. Bremnes to Riley, standing near the beak of that Cardinals logo. Kelsey, bounce pass to Lauren Buescher, and Buescher will let the clock run out. And McDonald, with a 65-34 victory here at Thorpe, moves to 14-8 on the season, 10-2 in the Western Clover Belt, and congratulations, your McDonald Lady Macs are once again Western Clover Belt Conference champions. Sharing the honor with Fall Creek and Eau Claire Regis, but your Lady Macs have battled back from a loss of 8 seniors, change in coach, change in some personnel, but once again, the Lady Macs conference champions. Congratulations to Coach Sally Williams and this squad. They have done a phenomenal job and grown so much throughout this year.
Yes, great job out there. And, coming in as their first year as a head coach, I think Coach Williams did an awesome, awesome job. Again, young squad, too. I mean, a lot of sophomores out there. And, you got Kendall and Lauren are the seniors out there, and Tessa, who wasn't here tonight, but those are the 3 seniors on the team. So a lot of young girls out there, so the future looks bright for Coach Williams.
Well, we will step out and be back after this with a post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. On Valentine's night, it comes up pretty sweet for McDonald, a conference co-championship for the Lady Macs. And Kendall Heffler
honoring
being honored as a fellow senior. That's a classy move here from Thorpe on their senior night to honor their opponent's seniors. And Coach Moore, I just enjoyed chatting with her before the game. And Zarza, the senior for Thorpe, giving gifts to her fellow seniors, players, and managers. Again, just a really
very,
nice
very,
gesture here at Thorpe.
Very classy move.
We will step out and be back after this with the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls. We'll talk with head coach Sally Williams. We'll regale you with those second half highlights, stats, analysis, and a look ahead at our WOGO Sports calendar. That's all ahead in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports as the Lady Macs win it 65-34.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got 2 heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now our undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls, visit chippewa-auto.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. For commercial, home, and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. Of course, the headline from the McDonald perspective, a 65-34 win makes them 10-2 in conference play and moves them into a three-way tie for the conference championship. But right now, again, a lot of tears in a good way here on the floor for the Thorpe Cardinals with their senior night, their senior Shaylee Zarza, and just hearing some of the tributes to her from her teammates. This is what sports is all about. And again, with Thorpe, 1-19 on the season, 0-12 in conference play, but it's so much beyond wins and losses, and we're seeing that here, what this senior, Shaylee Zarza, has meant to her teammates. It is why you love sports, because it's so much beyond winning championships. It's about winning at life and building character.
Yes, and you know, the seniors that were out there, Shayla just... I watched, you know, when she did their first game at McDonald, we watched her, and being the senior out there as a leader, and she just does not give up. It doesn't matter. She's going to play the basketball game all the way until the last buzzer. It doesn't matter. I don't think she cares what the scores is. She just wants to keep playing basketball and make her teammates better. So hats off to her. And they only had one other senior out there. They have two.
I think just the one senior player, but yes. I believe yes, a manager as well too. But just again, really appreciate what Thorpe did here tonight to honor their seniors, and just a special night for them, and just a lot of respect for this program. Really a neat thing to see. So we'll check in with head coach Sally Williams when we're able to. And again, McDonald winning a share of the conference championship tonight. What a game for them. And yes, as expected, against this Thorpe team. But we're seeing some of the McDonald seniors going over to kind of share this moment too with Thorpe. I mean, even thinking of our seniors as well, and having a little gift for them. It's just... You really like what they're building here at Thorpe. Again, a lot of respect for Athletic Director Kurt Reiner and his leadership of that phenomenal softball program, but then talking with Coach Rachel Moore. And so we absolutely wish Thorpe all the best. And again, we've seen in a lot of ways, too. They've had a phenomenal football program here. Their softball program, great as well, too. And again, with leadership like that, you'd think their basketball program is in very good hands on the girls' side here. So
yes. And again, like you said, they've had some some great programs, and we got Coach Williams coming up, and all right. I don't think I'm ready.
we'll get Coach on the mic here, and again, McDonald wins it 65-34 here on WOGO Sports and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. And we will hand a headset over here to Coach. And, Coach, as we'll get you on mic and on camera here, first and foremost, we'll throw our graphic up and we'll say congratulations, conference champs.
Thank you.
Now, again, when you took over this team, and I remember talking to you before the season began, and there were so many things where I don't know these young ladies yet. I'm still getting to know them those first few practices, and the journey from that to now, I'm sure you guys have grown in your love and appreciation for each other so much throughout this season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I couldn't be more proud of them this season and how far they've come and just what hopefully we have left to do yet, because the season's not over. I feel like this is goal number one, but, you know, we have our goals that we're still reaching for to make this season what we want it to be. And I think coming in, overtaking, a lot of people overlooked us, I think, and I kind of like that, coming in underdogs and just going and just working hard and continuing to trust the process, and I think now we're starting to really come together.
What did you like about what your team did tonight? Obviously, you're throwing out a lot of different lineup combinations, getting everybody out there, and what did you like about this 31-point win?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good for defensively, I think our mindset is just always try to stay aggressive and don't let up in that aspect. And we're just trying to work out some things. We tried some different things tonight that we were able to then do, just trying to see different combinations, what it's going to look forward to in these next couple of games that we might need. And you never know what lineup's coming in, so it's always good to see the different matchups and different combinations that we have.
Well, Coach, conference schedule now done, and again ends with a 10-win conference season and a conference championship. Couple more games, Amory on Monday, and then a Cloverbelt crossover game. And so, again, Amory's a solid program.
Absolutely.
When you're playing another team at the upper side of the Eastern Cloverbelt, you know you're going to have two tough opponents as well, too. And obviously, you want to stay healthy going into the playoffs, but you also want to have an iron sharpens iron concept. So what are you looking for in this truly home stretch of the season, final week?
I mean, Amory's going to be a tough matchup for us. They have some. They have some really athletic girls and just really good just offense, and they're aggressive on D, so we got to bring it just like we would any other team. And so I'm excited for the matchup, and we got a quick turnaround for it.
And we're looking forward to joining you on Monday too. It might be a pretty cold day, but hey, we'll be indoors. That's what we love about basketball sometimes. Coach, congratulations again on everything with the season. Looking forward to continuing with you guys the rest of the way here. Happy Valentine's Day to you and to these young ladies, and certainly a sweet night for them as well too, to see this conference championship realized. But I know that's just the first of many goals.
Absolutely.
For this team, and looking forward to seeing you achieve each one of them.
Yes, thank you.
That's head coach Sally Williams here on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out, take a final 2-minute break, and be back to tie things up. We'll give you your leading scores, a little more analysis, and your second half highlights as well. McDonald wins it on the road here at Thorpe 65-34 to claim a share of the Western Cloverbelt Conference crown. We're back in 2 minutes on WOGO.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Macs.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Beat the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Welcome back, Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports, the post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Look at the scoring and the highlights, then we'll wrap things up and look ahead at our WOGO Sports calendar. Six different players scored for the Thorpe Cardinals tonight, led by Ashlyn Abramchek, just a sophomore. She had 2 points at the half, 12 in the second half to finish with 14. Just a phenomenal game for Ashlyn Abramchek. And again, a really nice bright spot coming back. In her senior night, Shaylee Zarza had 8 points and nearly that many steals and rebounds as well, too, as she was just everywhere. 4 points for Emma Moore, 3 for Maddie Haas, 3 for Lainey Burkhart, and 2 for Ella Ewings. Rounds out the scoring for Thorpe and Coach Rachel Moore. On the other side for McDonald, to count it up here, 9 different players scored, led by Claire Ruff with a game-high 19 points, then 14 for Ann Siegenthaler, 9 for Kendall Heffler, 7 for Lauren Buescher, 4 for Aaron Siegenthaler, 2 for Chloe Flanagan, 2 for Lauren Misfeld, and 2 for Riley Christensen-Richardson, and 6, if I didn't mention, for Emily Hartman. And hopefully our scoring matches up. So, again, 9 different players. We need to get close to 10 players, not only in the game, but almost 10 players scoring.
Usually
means, again, that you won by a decent amount, but also it certainly means that you showed your balance and your depth. And that's something that maybe, as Coach mentioned, maybe people overlooking that. McDonald has been so deep in recent years, but graduating that much talent, that many seniors, you wondered, would they have the depth? And I think the depth has been developed this year. I'm not sure that you would say they were as deep a team at the beginning of the season as they are now, but now I think there's a lot of confidence that Coach can have in going to different players. And again, it was kind of a blowout tonight, so a lot more players scoring. But I think she can be pretty confident, again, going 7, 8, maybe 9 deep.
Yeah, and, she's got, I think, 7 sophomores on this roster.
Yeah.
And those sophomores are contributors. They have come a long way since last year as freshmen.
Yeah.
You know, in 1 year, the Siegenthaler twins have just blossomed. And then Claire Ruff with her athletic ability.
Yeah.
They just do a great job out there. Emily Hartman coming in. And Riley, you know, those are the 5. I don't know, we termed them one time during the Regis game. But they're just coming on, you know. And I think that's where people are misjudging McDonald, is they're calling that youth and coming off of the years under Coach Cooper and then losing Ella May to Regis. They just thought, well, you know, McDonald's going to have to rebuild. But I think these girls just stepped it up big time.
They were ready to go. And, again, they filled some big gaps left by those seniors. Of course, big gaps left by Ella May's departure, by Coach Cooper's departure. But, again, in Coach Williams' ascendance as she has grown, again, her first head coaching job here. And you've just, I think, seen the way. It's like, obviously, she knows the game.
Yes. Working
with Chai High, working with Coach England at UW-Eau Claire, an All-American player as well, too. And
So her ability to share that understanding of the game with this team and help them grow, again, I think McDonald found a really good one for their varsity head coach, and it's just been great to get to know her more and more, even as we mentioned to her a moment ago, the way that she's got to know these young ladies more and more throughout the year, and to be able to have a lot of them for a couple more years as well, too. It's really a joy to see. We'll take a listen now to your second half highlights. The action sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Siegenthaler across the Cardinal logo at midcourt. Right side for Claire Ruff. Ruff pulls up. 16-foot jumper. So smooth, so sweet. Claire Ruff. 8 points. 48-24. Wide open for a deep two. Misfelt buries it. Lauren Misfelt makes it 50-24. McDonald with 11. Guarding a Brumcheck to Moore. Moore down the lane, high off the glass. Won't roll down for Thorpe. And Siegenthaler pushes ahead to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron going hard, trying to go coast to coast, and she will. Soaring to the rack for two. Conference crown, a share of it, with a win here. Tipped pass, Kendall Heffler with the steal to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron feeds Claire Ruff. Ruff down the lane and got some beautiful English on a layup from the left side. 50 McDonald.
Full timeout by Thorpe.
We are back in 1 minute. This is Lady Max Basketball. Check really has been impressive in the second half. Remember, she's just a sophomore. Riley Christensen Richardson to Claire Ruff. Thinks better of a three. Instead gives it to Lauren Buescher. Buescher splashes a triple from the left wing. Lauren makes it 63-30. Along the baseline, kick out. Zarza for three. Side of the iron. Noah. Riley Christensen Richardson will push it ahead to Lauren Buescher. Buescher comes to a nice jump stop high off the glass and scores. Lauren Buescher starting to cook a little bit here in the second half. She has seven. And that's how the second half sounded here on WOGO. And the live video stream, WOGO Sports on YouTube. If you missed that, you can catch the replay. Again, WOGO Sports on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney putting a bow on this one here as McDonald wins it 65-34. They move to 14-8 on the season. They've won seven games in a row, 10-2 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. And looking ahead, we'll see them again against Amory on Monday night at McDonald, weather and everything permitting. And looking forward to, again, a good non-conference test and a chance for these Lady Macs to continue, again, sharpening their skills before we get to the ultimate test, and that is the postseason.
And I think, you know, Coach Williams mentioned that Amory's going to be a test.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they want. They want that going into the playoffs on a tough game, you know, where they got to work to win, or, you know, and just work everything, just defensively, offensively. So the girls are going to have to play some good games, a good game on Monday. And then the crossover game at the end of the week, and then it's right into the playoffs.
Yeah, and looking forward to joining them here on the WOGO Sports Live video stream and WOGO Radio. Again, always stay updated via our social media and WOGO.com with our sports schedules. Playoff time is upon us. So, again, a look at our WOGO Sports calendar, 6:55 p.m. Will be the start for that McDonald Lady Max game. Again, right away, short turnaround on Monday against Amory, that home game back at McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls. Then Tuesday night, playoff hockey starts. It'll be the third matchup of the season between Coach Matt Luckowich and Coach Ryan Parker. Chippewa Falls boys hockey against Eau Claire North, and again, those have all been one goal games, I believe, a 5-4 overtime win at Hobbs for Chi High earlier on in the season. You can catch that one on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. That was quite the ending, and then I believe it was a 1-0 win for Chi High on their home ice. So trying to beat Eau Claire North three times in a season won't be an easy task, but again, hopefully Coach Luckowitz and his squad will be ready to take on that challenge on Tuesday. And then Coach Michaela Hogan and the CFM Sabres girls hockey team, who's been playing some really good hockey,
yes,
will have them on Thursday evening against the Black River Falls Co-op. Both of those 6:40 starts with Greg Stewart and Connie Feedy. So again, hockey playoffs, and that's the precursor to basketball playoffs, as the Lady Max will start next week, the week beyond that. And again, we'll see where the seedings fall with that seeding show on Sunday morning, I think at 11 a.m.
Yes, that's the watch program there. And It'll be very interesting. It's always interesting when, you know, if you leave the seedings to a computer.
And that's the thing, too, because I'm so used to saying with what McDonald has done here down the stretch, now winning 7 in a row, that win over Fall Creek especially, you say that really makes your case to the coaches for those seeding meetings. Well, now you're trying to make your case to a computer. So, you know, we'll see. Again, the Lady Macs have challenged themselves with their non-conference scheduling this year, and so some tough losses. But they've played some high-level competition, teams like Elk Mound and Neillsville. But Durand, Arkansas, they got that win. Durand, Arkansas is a team that beat both Regis and Fall Creek.
Yes.
And again, McDonald's splitting with Regis, splitting with Fall Creek, winning a share of the conference title. So, again, even if you're making the case to the computer, a case can definitely be made for this Lady Mac squad to have a high seed. And we'll see how things shake out. But we know Coach Williams is going to have them ready to play next week.
Yes. And again, it's always exciting coming, you know, the playoffs and the seedings come out and find out where you fall and then see the bracket and prepare accordingly.
Well, appreciate you joining us on the road here tonight, Mark Maloney, and we'll see you again on Monday nights.
Yes, sir.
Thank you to Sam Aberle, our on-site camera operator, for the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base in Halley, our radio producer. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This has been the Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 65, the Thorpe Cardinals 34. This has been McDonald Lady Macs Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Thorpe.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.